Voters in the city of Miami will have the opportunity to elect a new form of city government this November. Under a charter proposed for the November ballot, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez would be given new executive responsibilities as a strong mayor for the city of Miami. The charter would also put into place a formalized recall process for both city commissioners and the mayor. Proponents for the ballot measure, Miamians for an Independent and Accountable Mayor's Initiative, argue the recall process is essential for great accountability in city government. However, the measure is facing some obstacles. For one, Commissioner Joe Carollo has filed a lawsuit arguing the language in the measure is unclear as it relates to a strong mayor's level of compensation. Secondly, there are questions about how the Strong Mayor Advocacy Group gathered enough signatures to land the measure on that ballot. Former Miami-Dade Mayor Alex Spinelles is an outspoken proponent for the Strong Mayor Initiative. Throughout his time in the city and county government, he's worked under both Strong Mayor and Council Manager forms of government. He joins us now back in the program. Mr. Spinelles, great to have you back, man. Thank
you. Louis, thank you. And by the way, happy anniversary. It's great to be here on such a momentous occasion.
Great to have you. Sorry again, I didn't bring cake. This is fascinating. You know, let's start with this, though, because you know, it's not a term that's thrown around a lot. How do you define strong mayor? Let's explain what that means.
Well, in essence, a strong mayor form of government combines the political aspects of the mayoral job with the administrative responsibilities of a city manager or county manager. And the idea behind it, Louis, is that that individual who you elect, right, the person that has the vision, that talks about certain promises during a campaign, can actually have the power that he or she needs to implement that vision, which is a lot of people don't know that. They think they're electing a mayor that can fix your potholes, right, or deal with trash pickup. But under the current city of Miami form of government, if you call Mayor Suarez right now and you complain about a pothole, all he is allowed to do by charter is pick up the phone and call the city manager and ask him to look into it. Can't even tell him, go fix the pothole. So that creates a lot of frustration among voters and residents.
When you were mayor, that was the form of government you were working under, right?
It was a hybrid. It was executive. It's interesting. I've worked under several of these types of governments, a very strong mayor in Hialeah. We had a very weak mayor form of government when I was first elected to the county commission with Steve Clark, a legendary figure in Miami politics for many years. Then we had no mayor. We had a chairmanship form of government for a few years, and then the executive mayor form of government. While I was able to appoint the county manager and I had the veto power over certain aspects of the commission's function, the administrative role continued to fall under the county manager.
And the current Miami-Dade County Mayor, Carlos Jimenez, what is he working under?
He is under a strong mayor. That system was changed in 2006 under Mr. Jimenez's predecessor, who was Carlos Alvarez.
All right. So to be completely transparent, what connections do you have with the Strong Mayor campaign, which advocated for this charter on the November ballot?
I am not part of the campaign. I'm not paid by the campaign. I've never been paid by any campaign. I would compare it to being an expert witness. As one of the individuals in this community who was in public service for many years and has worked under many of these different forms of government, like other individuals have, Mayor Tsirhan, who I know is going to be on tomorrow, Maurice Ferrer, I was asked by Mayor Suarez to look at the proposal and see if it provided the right checks and balances. And I found it to do exactly that, Louis. I find it to have the right level and of necessary checks and balances between the legislative functions of the city commission and the mayor's role.
Why do you think this is the right time for this now? Why do you think Mayor Suarez is the right mayor to do this now?
Well, it's not just about Mayor Suarez. This will stay in place for future mayors as well. You know, I really think that Miami's on the cusp of greatness. It's already a phenomenal city, and I think it's being recognized internationally as it's a brand, and it has a lot of challenges. It is a diverse community, as you were mentioning in the previous segment, but it has the challenges of poverty, lack of transportation, critical infrastructure needs. So, you know, we elect visionaries like Mayor Suarez because we have the confidence. And by the way, I'm not a City of Miami voter. I live up in the Miami Lakes area, yet obviously I follow local politics. We elect people based on that vision. He's a young, charismatic, visionary mayor. Yet when he swore in, the day of his swearing in, all the administrative responsibilities passed to someone he appointed, which was the city manager. And I know, because I was there, it's very frustrating not to have the actual tools to do what you need to do.
And, you know, so, yeah, current city manager, Dr. Emilio Gonzalez. I mean, what happens to him? If this goes through, then what happens to him? Because now the mayor has really kind of most of the power he would have.
Well, technically, the job or the role of the city manager goes away. However, any good mayor is going to appoint a competent professional administrator to run the day-to-day affairs of a city or a county. I would not be surprised. I have not had this discussion with Mayor Suarez. I wouldn't be surprised if he kept Emilio Gonzalez as his deputy mayor over administration, for example, much like you have in the county with deputy mayors. So there are still going to be professional, competent people doing the day-to-day affairs, but it will be under the leadership of a mayor who's the one that actually gets elected.
Is this just about changing the current system of government, or does this have anything to do with any of the current personnel that we have?
Always when these issues are debated, it kind of goes in that direction. People say, well, it's about the personalities. I've heard people say, well, I'm not concerned about Mayor Suarez. I'm concerned about the person that comes after. But you've got to look at the details. And what I like about this proposal, Lewis, is that all of the important powers has a counter power or a check. Nothing here is absolute. People have focused on the enhanced powers, for example, of the mayor, but there's also enhanced powers for the commission. For example, under this proposal, the city commission will have the right to override the appointment of any department director, which is not a right that they have now. Under this proposal, they would also have the right to establish their own rules of procedure and the committees of the commission, which currently that role is under the purview of the mayor. And I think the public also is acquiring more power, let's say, because the proposal clearly defines the recall provisions of the charter, which are, while they're in the charter now, they're vague and ambiguous.
And I want to talk about that. I just want to mention real quickly, again, we're talking with former Miami-Dade mayor and political consultant Alex Pinellas. This November, residents in the city of Miami will have the opportunity to vote for a strong mayor form of city government come election day, again in November, for Francis Suarez. So, yeah, you mentioned the recall efforts. A little bit more on the accountability of those of that measure. I mean, what do we put in place to embolden that recall effort? What would it mean?
Right now, the charter for the city of Miami says that, yes, the mayor and the city commissioners are subject to recall, period. End of sentence. That's all it says. That has been found to be vague and ambiguous. In other words, if a committee were created to recall an official, they would not know which standards to apply. Is it the county standards? Is it the state standards?
Currently. Okay.
This amendment makes it clear that if a committee were created to recall any city official, it would have to abide by the municipal recall provisions of Florida statutes, which clearly lays out, Lewis, the procedure, the amount of signatures you have to collect, the causes for recall, all the different issues. So now there's clear.
Can you give us an idea of, let's say there was a recall, say on the mayor, how would that play out?
Well, first of all, a committee is formed. There's a group of individuals that would come together. They would appoint a chair of that committee, and they would file basically a statement indicating the rationale for the recall. The individual that's being recalled would have 30 days to respond. And then that committee has to collect 5% of the voters in the district, or in the case of the mayor, citywide. If all those requirements are met, then those votes get certified. Okay. And if the amount of votes are in fact verified by the clerk of the court, then the process continues. That process would then require collecting additional signatures and eventually taking the question to a recall ballot, where the people of that district or the city would actually be asked the question whether this individual should be recalled. It's very specific. The statute, I thought, was very good in laying out with specificity the recall procedure. And many times recalls failed not because there's not merit for the recall, but they get challenged on their form because the law is not clear as to the form of the petition.
There was a recall effort with the Miami mayor.
Miami-Dade.
Miami-Dade because of the Marlins.
Because of the Marlins, correct.
And that was the stadium deal.
That is correct. So that has actually occurred. That happened in 2011, in the spring of 2011, where actually it was my successor, Carlos Alvarez, and one of the county commissioners, Natasha Cejas, were recalled at the time, in large part because of the Marlins deal. In that case, however, they were able to follow a county ordinance that laid out the procedure for recalling county officials. The city of Miami, which is a separate jurisdiction, does not have a separate statute or ordinance.
And as you
ordinance.
Said, it would be a state. It would follow the state.
That is correct.
System. Okay. Commissioner Joe Carollo, as I mentioned, has filed a lawsuit against the measure. He argues the language doesn't specify the compensation for a strong mayor. Carlos Jimenez was just given a pay bump, by the way, from $150,000 a year to $250,000 a year under a new budget and strong mayor system. So the charter states that Suarez would make 75% of the county mayor's take-home pay. Are there concerns about Suarez's ability to hike up his compensation significantly under the strong mayor system?
Well, the proposal does more. It says that the compensation of the mayor shall be established by the city commission, but then all it does is establish a floor. And says that in no case shall it be less than 75% of the compensation of the Miami-Dade County mayor. So yes, now in light of what would appear to be a pay hike for the county mayor, that would implicate or obviously affect this particular proposal. But that proposal was added so as to truly allow the city mayor to be able to dedicate the amount of time necessary, Lewis, to be a strong mayor, right? You don't want to have an adverse city commission, a city commission that may not be friendly with the mayor, try to artificially set that salary at such a low level that the mayor really can't dedicate the time that he or she needs to city business.
All right. And the other thing, too, real quickly, is I wanted to mention Carollo's lawsuit contends that the organization that lobbied to get this measure on the November ballot, Miami's for an Independent and Accountable Mayor's Initiative, used a number of petition circulars that were not registered as voters in Miami-Dade County. What could you say about that?
Well, I'm not representing or defending the committee on that. What I've found interesting from that lawsuit is, A, it does not in any way, shape, or form allege that the people who actually signed the petitions did so inappropriately. So the 22,000 residents of the city of Miami who actually signed the petition, no one's alleging that was done inappropriately. What I also found interesting was that the committee alleges that they used, again, the county ordinance for guidance as to how to collect those signatures. Because, again, the city of Miami does not have an actual ordinance establishing the guidelines for collecting signatures. So they used the county ordinance as a guide, not that they were required to do so. I think what's happening with the lawsuit is that Commissioner Carollo is alleging that the committee should have that it was mandatory for the committee to use the county criteria, which is not the case.
We see strong mayor forms of government in cities like New York,
sure,
with Bill de Blasio, Los Angeles, with Eric Garcetti. How would Miami's system compare to what we see in those cities? Can we look at those and learn from it? Can we compare them to our city and what would happen here?
I think you can, because when you think of those cities, you think of the mayor. You think of the mayor as an individual that actually has the power and the structure to get things done, that people could hold them accountable, okay? Interestingly, people think the exact same thing about Mayor Suarez. They think that the mayor is accountable and has the power and the responsibilities to actually get certain things done. Most people don't understand that the real power today lies in an appointed city administrator, which, quite frankly, does not respond directly to the public.
Well, as you said, you can't call the mayor and ask for certain things. It's not really within his power to do so.
That is correct. The mayor under this proposal, if you call him and you feel that he or she has not done what he or she can do, you could hold them accountable. Now the mayor could just throw up his hands and say, listen, I called the manager. I asked them to fix your pothole but he didn't think it was the right thing to do. So it's about accountability, Lewis.
Again, talking with former Miami-Dade mayor and political consultant Alex Pinellas. Again, in November, residents in the city of Miami will have the opportunity to vote for a strong mayor form of city government if they choose. And tomorrow we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to look at the other view. Obviously, there is opposition to this ballot, so we'll continue that conversation tomorrow. Mr. Pinellas, always a pleasure, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lewis.